Riddle of the Third Mile by Colin Dexter. Read by Samuel West. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. The First Mile. Chapter 1. Monday, the 7th of July. In which a veteran of the El Alamein offensive finds cause to recall the most tragic day of his life. There had been the three of them, the three Gilbert brothers, the twins Alfred and Albert, and the younger boy John, who had been killed one day in North Africa. And it was upon his dead brother that the thoughts of Albert Gilbert were concentrated, as he sat alone in a North London pub just before closing time. John, who had always been less sturdy, more vulnerable than the formidable, inseparable, and virtually indistinguishable pair known to their schoolmates as Alf and Bert. John, whom his elder brothers had always sought to protect. The same John, whom they had not been able to protect that terrible day in 1942. It was in the early morning of the 2nd of November that Operation Supercharge had been launched against the Raman track to the west of El Alamein. To Gilbert, it had always seemed strange that this campaign was considered by war historians to be such a miraculous triumph of strategic planning, since from his brief but not unheroic participation in that battle, he could remember only the blinding confusions around him during that pre-dawn attack. The tanks must go through, had been the previous evening's orders, filtered down from the red-tabbed hierarchy of armoured brigade to the field officers and the NCOs of the Royal Wiltshires, into which regiment Alf and Bert had enlisted in October 1939, soon to find themselves grinding over Salisbury Plain in the driver's seats of antique tanks, both duly promoted to full corporals and both shipped off to Cairo at the end of 1941. And it had been a happy day for the two of them when Brother John had joined them in mid-1942, as each side built up reinforcements for the imminent showdown. On that morning of the 2nd of November, at 0105 hours, Alf and Bert moved their tanks forward along the north side of Kidney Ridge, where they came under heavy fire from the German 88s and the panzers dug in at Tel Akakir. The guns of the Wiltshire's tanks had spat and belched their shells into the enemy lines, and the battle raged furiously. But it was an uneven fight, for the advancing British tanks were open targets for the anti-tank weapons, and as they nosed forward, they were picked off piecemeal from the German emplacements. It was a hard and bitter memory even now, but Gilbert allowed his thoughts full rein. He could do so now. Yes, and it was important that he should do so. About 50 yards ahead of him, one of the leading tanks was burning. The commander's body sprawled across the hatch, the left arm dangling down towards the main turret, the tin-helmeted head spattered with blood. Another tank to his left lurched to a crazy standstill as a German shell shattered its left side track, four men jumping down and sprinting back towards the comparative safety of the boundless anonymous sands behind them.